Hello everyone, so glad to be talking with you again. I'm just gonna get right into what I want to talk about today. Have you ever been told before, you have issues? I mean, I don't know about you, but I have heard that statement quite a few times in my life. And a lot of times when people say you have issues, we tend to be defensive, we tend to, you know, find all sorts of reasons to highlight the fact that we don't have issues. But the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, if we take the time to think things through, think the statement through, think the circumstance under which the statement was made through, then we would really agree and accept the fact that we have issues. It is okay to have issues. It's quite fine to have issues. I don't think anything is wrong with having issues. What is wrong is when we don't try to figure out where those issues stem from, and when we don't try to move past those issues, to seek closure, to give forgiveness, you know, to have conversations that will bring clarity to why we have those issues. How does one identify if they have an issue? I'll give you an example. There are some simple things that still get me upset to this day. And upset means a variety of emotions, whether anger, hurt, to the point of tears. There are still some things that get me. And I believe that once those triggers remain in my life, it means that I still have some issues. So I started paying attention to the triggers. What topic set me off? What person, what circumstance, what memory, what scenario? And I started looking for those things constantly, looking for them so that I could identify and that I could find a way to deal with them. One of the things that I found out about myself was that I don't deal with hurt very well. I know nobody does, right? Or maybe there are some people that are very strong, but I don't deal with hurt very well. And so for a greater portion of my life, for every time that I was deeply hurt, I made sure that I never put myself in that position to be hurt like that again. Now, is that healthy? Absolutely not, because it robs me of some really great moments or some really great opportunities that I've never allowed myself to be open to again because of the hurt at that time. And remember that we're talking about the issues that many of us may have. And so because I didn't like to feel hurt, I didn't like to be hurt, I didn't like any part of that, I spent a great deal of my life protecting myself from hurt, even to the point where I would have been willing to hurt somebody before they even got the chance to hurt me. The moment that I realized that this was what I was doing and that I was robbing myself of something beautiful, I came to the realization that I had to deal with the issue and, well, in my case, the issues. And how does one deal with issues? There are many ways. I think the first thing would be to identify what those issues are. If you are like me, I write them down or type them in Samsung notes for real. But I identify and I note those issues. And then I rank them based on the level of pain, let me call it that, or, you know, how badly it affects me. I rank them. The other thing that I do after I rank them is I tick the ones that I think I can handle myself, and I asterisk the ones that I realize I will need some support with or some help with. The ones that are asterisk, whatever we call it, the ones that have the asterisk, oh my God, the ones that have the little star thing, I spend some time thinking about how I'm going to get over these. And what worked for me was, a period of counseling. I know counseling is not a big thing for a lot of us because people feel like, it's people that are getting mad go to counseling. But I want to highlight today that counseling is very therapeutic. And it is something that can help you through a lot of the challenges. I had a Christian counselor, and I believe that trained counselors are able to handle our issues. I have a very high dependence on my spiritual side, and so I thought that a Christian counselor would be better for me. But counseling really helped me to deal with the issues that were starred, as it were. And I opened myself to the thought that I was not crazy. It is not just people who have mental issues that go to counseling, and that the average person can find help in counseling. Is this an advertisement for counseling? Yes, it is. This is to say to somebody that it's okay to go and sit before another person who you do not know, who will never judge you, and talk about your issues. If we want to live a full life, if we want to lead a life that is free of a lot of our emotional baggage, then we have to put ourselves in the position to deal with our issues. You owe it to yourself to give yourself not just physical wellness, financial wellness, but also emotional wellness, because that plays a greater role in how we operate on a daily basis. I challenge you that if you find that you are just a little short and snappy and miserable and negative almost all the time, spend some time and think about whether you have issues that are unresolved, issues that have not been dealt with, issues from your past, issues that you didn't even realize that they were still traveling this journey of life with you, and then figure out how you're going to deal with those issues so that the next time somebody says you have issues, you'll feel comfortable saying yes, and I'm dealing with them, or no, I have dealt with my issues, and I think you're the one who has issues. We've all dreaded that phrase, but I think a lot of times it calls us to the realization that there may be something that needs to be sorted out, something that needs to be dealt with. Some of us, we may be able to talk it over with a friend. Some of us, we may be able to pray our way through. Some of us will have to do a lot of forgiveness in order to get past our issues. And many of us will have to spend time getting external help, whether from a counselor or somebody that has, the skill set to help us over the hurdle. But what is most important is you must love yourself well enough to give yourself this emotional state of well-being. You must love yourself enough to understand that your heart being happy, your mind being happy, your soul being happy is very important to how you function on a daily basis. Matters of the heart are a real thing. A lot of times people try to mask that by showing their strength, but believe me, our issues need to be dealt with in order for us to have a better quality of life. And the last thing I want to talk about is just the value of forgiveness in all of this. And sometimes, we're the ones who've been hurt. And we were waiting on this apology. We're waiting on somebody to come and say, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry. And that may never happen. So what are we going to do if that never happens? We have to get to the stage where we just forgive these persons for ourselves. And do you know how to test if there's unforgiveness? Well, here's my simple example. If you have a cut and you touch it every single day and you feel pain, it means the healing is not complete. Maybe the festering is almost over, the scab is being formed, but the healing is not complete. And so as you test the forgiveness level in your life, when you see these persons, when you remember the circumstance, when you think about the situation, does the pain come back as real as it was on the day that the incident occurred? And if the pain is just as strong, then forgiveness has not taken place. Healing has not taken place. You will know that you are over the hurdle when you touch that scar and it does not hurt anymore. So for those of us who've been abused, those of us who've been cheated on, those of us who've been lied on, those of us who've been beaten down, those of us who've had betrayal, think back to that moment. And if you still feel the pain, my friend, you got issues. And you can get over those issues by applying the things that are necessary to ensure that you are over them. And if you go back to those moments and you feel no pain, your heart doesn't race, water doesn't fill your eyes, you're not filled with rage, then my friend, it means that you have forgiven, that healing has taken place, and you are on your way. The next time somebody says you got issues, examine it. Are they right? Are they wrong? If they're right, deal with your issues. You owe it to yourself. Nobody is going to deal with it for you. This is a job that is specifically for you. If you don't have issues, smile and be on your way. Our issues don't have to hold us back. Everything in life happens for a reason. I strongly am convinced that the process is necessary for purpose. But I also feel that we must want to live better, to be better, to feel better, and to do better. And that we should never ever host a pity party for ourselves. Never. I am more interested in us having victory parties. So here's the victory parties for the rest of 2020 and beyond. Thank you so much for listening. And next week, same place, around the same time. The process is necessary for purpose. I promise you.